Good morning, America. Which way is the markets going? Well, the country's number one economist, in my opinion, we have with us Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm great, thanks.
The economy is so good, even though Washington is trying to screw it up sometimes. Give us an indication. Which way are we going?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me. Right now, the big spending and taxing package that's been proposed by Biden, President Biden, and Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer, that reconciliation budget package, John, looks like it's in some trouble. Even though the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House, it looks like they're in trouble. They can't convince, of course, the Republicans are going to be against it, but they can't convince moderate Democrats in both the House and the Senate. And they're way far apart on a number of issues. And Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, moderate, of course, he's saying we should have a strategy that pauses the reconciliation. Let's pass the infrastructure bill, but wait on the big spending and welfare and taxing bill and wait till next year.
The good news is there's a few common sense Democrats around.
A few. I would emphasize a few. And, you know, we'll see if he holds, he and Senator Sinema of Arizona. But the key point here is they can't push it. You know, Biden's press conference Friday morning, he's saying everyone likes this bill, everyone likes this bill. Well, people don't like the bill. It's too much spending. It's too much welfare. It's too many taxes. Many of us, myself included, believe it'll really do damage to the economy. And also, the public is very worried about inflation, and the public sees a link between more and more spending and higher inflation. All the opinion polls show that. In fact, Fox News poll just came out, shows the number one issue, inflation, I think 81%, biggest issue. So my point is a simple point. Number one, of course, I want to save America and kill the bill. I think the bill is terrible. But number two, in the market, it just kind of seems to me like as reconciliation goes down, stocks go up, because I don't think the stock market likes it. And the stock market knows that jacking up the corporate profits tax or the capital gains tax is bad for investors. So right now, the market's recovering, and I think it has to do with Washington.
Well, the 10-year T-bill the last few days on Thursday and Friday was almost up to 145, which gives you the pulse that interest rates may be headed higher, and inflation, which is the word inflation. See, the common folks have to remember the word inflation really means it's an additional tax on the poor and the middle class.
That's correct. No, that's absolutely right. And inflation has turned out to be stickier and more durable. And the Federal Reserve came out with their pronouncements this past week. And maybe they're going to start to taper down their bond holdings. My hunch is, John, the Fed should be a little more aggressive and stop pumping all this free money into the economy because of the inflation threat. Okay. And I think that that's why you're seeing bond rates go up. I mean, look, let's face it. A 145 10-year bond is a very low number and doesn't indicate that people are crazed about future inflation. And much of the inflation is a follow-on to the pandemic with supply shortages as the economy continues to recover. And that's true not just for the U.S., but it's true all around the globe. You're seeing recovery, but supplies are not there. There are bottlenecks. You see it everywhere. So I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm not smart enough to know. But I know this. If the federal government keeps spending money and the Federal Reserve keeps printing money, that's not good. It's not good. Now, at the moment, the federal government spending is in doubt. So that's better. So we'll see how this game turns out. Monday, supposed to be a vote in the House. Pelosi promised to vote on the infrastructure bill, but she seemed to go against that, John, on Thursday, she said, wait a minute, we won't have an infrastructure bill until we get a reconciliation bill, which goes against her promise to moderate Democrats. So I think you've got a big mess. And you know what? I think a big mess in Washington is a good thing. I mean,
a big mess in Washington is good. It's good for all Americans.
Yeah. If the swamp is not working, that's wonderful.
You're absolutely right. China, are they going to start defaulting? Or you think that the Chinese government told those Chinese companies make the interest payment? They on Friday, as of noontime, they didn't make it yet. What do you hear? What do you understand?
Well, I think the Chinese government, there's a couple things here. I think the Chinese government is going to try to let this property company work things out with its lenders. They're not going to rush in and bail them out. So most people who are on top of this story, and particularly people on the ground in China, don't see this as a major calamity. This is not a Lehman event, for example. This is not going to be financial contagion. It's much more controllable than that. That's what most people seem to be saying. But, John, I think there's a bigger issue with China, and investors should really take precautions on this. The stories in the Wall Street Journal corroborate what we've known for a while when I worked in the government. President Xi Jinping is cracking down on capitalism. He's regulating. He's stopping IPOs from coming to the market. He is launching anti-private business, anti-entrepreneurs, anti-technology policies. He's talking about Mao Zedong. He's going against the great Deng Xiaoping market reforms. Xi is moving to a very totalitarian political state. And in the economy, he wants a tightly controlled state-run economy. And I got to say, with respect to investors, I think people should stay out of China. I think that Chinese capitalism is in deep trouble. And I think that the government is going to not provide accounting information so that people can make a decision about the creditworthiness of these companies. They don't meet accounting standards. And the government can call back any company it wants. And they're exercising that kind of statist power. It's not a good story, John.
Agreed. Larry, I've looked at investing in Chinese companies, and even the big five accounting firms, if they certify a Chinese company, you know what it means? It means nothing.
Right. That's correct. That is
the other thing, on Friday, China has cracked down on cryptocurrency, which sent the cryptocurrency on a loop downwards. I firmly believe, along with a lot of other business people, that cryptocurrency is a gamble. And who really controls it? Who knows? What say you?
Well, look, my view is cryptocurrency is here to stay. It's got to shake itself out. There's too many currencies. People are unclear about the origin of these currencies, the clearinghouses, the marketplaces. But I think it's here to stay. And I think there's a big battle. These governments, including China, but frankly, the United States, governments and central banks don't like cryptocurrencies because they're challenging the power of the state. And I have to tell you, particularly where money is concerned, I kind of like that. I think this Federal Reserve and these other central banks should be challenged. I don't see anything wrong with cryptocurrencies. I mean, I think it's a risky investment, very risky investment. But I also see a lot of stores, banks, vendors are taking Bitcoin or they're taking Coinbase. And I think that is a trend that's developing from the grassroots up, and it's here to stay. You can't crush it. But look, China wants to crush private enterprise. That's the big problem with China. And that's why people should be very, very wary. I mean, I would stay the heck out of China. And of course,
I agree. And I'm trying to convince my son that, too.
Well, I've always agreed with former President Trump on this. Why should American investors help China finance their military buildup? They're not our friends, John.
Yeah.
They're not our friends. And what they did to Hong Kong's democracy, they'd like to do the same thing to Taiwan. And they're taking advantage of our mistakes in Afghanistan. This is not a good story with China. They are our adversaries, and I think increasingly they are our enemy. So I would be very careful. I'd steer clear of China.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your common sense, and thank you for steering common sense Americans the right direction.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.